Hello.
Hi, this is Alfred from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Allow me to ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1956.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Allow me to ask you, what is your race?
Repeat that.
More than glad. What is your race?
I'm black.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Okay. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Satisfied.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote. A 5, meaning you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote. Or a 0, meaning you are not at all likely to vote.
10.
Okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Okay. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2, so feel free to stop me anytime if you want to select one. I'm about to read them. Racism and discrimination, healthcare, climate change, and migration, Israel-Palestine conflict, jobs and economy, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, student loan and forgiveness, cost of living and inflation, abortion, teaching history in schools, and criminal justice reform, police violence.
Housing. Low-income housing. Housing.
Okay. Just to make sure, the one that I read regarding to that one that you mentioned is cost of living and inflation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you must select other. I mean, you can select up to 2. Do you want me to read it?
Police reform. Police brutality.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next one. Now, would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, which means neutral, and 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of people and or groups, please indicate so. Allow me to read them. J.D. Vance.
0.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
10.
Donald Trump.
0000.
Congressional Black Caucus.
10.
Project 2025.
0.
Joe Biden.
10.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party, or independent candidate? Or are you undecided?
Harris.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris?
100%.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
Democrat.
Okay, we're halfway done. Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
Oh.
Okay. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be a Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
Makes no difference.
Okay. Now, thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
My preferred candidate.
Would you be so kind to repeat that, please?
Voting for my preferred candidate.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. Just to let you know, where a 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing. And a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Allow me to read them. When Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to Black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years.
Nine.
Okay. Next one, it reads, as our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress worked to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare. including Kathleen insulin, cost as just $35 and making many vaccines free.
10.
Okay. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families, with 1.7 million black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for black Americans dropped to just 11%.
10.
Okay. Next one, it reads, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in their black community. Democrats in Progress pass historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
Repeat that one.
More than glad. It reads, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community. Democrats in Congress pass historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
10.
Okay. Corporate greed is driving up cost, with the impact felt most by black Americans who pay more in junk fees such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions and putting money back in the pockets of black Americans.
10.
Okay. Everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to black households.
10.
Okay, hey, we are more than 65%. Now, thinking about the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describe how you feel? You can select up to two options, so please feel free to stop me anytime you want to select one. Allow me to read them. We have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. We have made progress with theirs, but there is still work to be done in this November.
Yes.
They want us to... Okay. Next one, it reads, they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. When we vote to leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. We have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote.
Now, yes.
You must select one. You already selected one, so... One is needed in order to continue.
Which one I selected?
The one that you selected is, we have made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. Do you want me to read the rest of them?
No, that's okay.
Okay, you can select up to two options. You have selected one.
Okay, I have another one to select. Go ahead.
Okay, the first one, it reads, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. They want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. When we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. And the last one, it reads, We have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote.
Number three.
Just to make sure, it reads, they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making Black Lives Matter better. I'm sorry. Is that the one that you wanted to select?
No.
Oh. The next one, it reads, when we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's move on to the next one. We have a few more questions to ask you again. So as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, 5, meaning you are neither likely or not unlikely to vote, and a 0, meaning that you are not at all likely to vote?
10.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Whereas 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. Now, sometimes in service like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. We're almost done. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$28,000 Social Security and pension.
Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend to religious services?
None.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. Your opinion is very important.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.